It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. What if your cell phone could warn you about an emergency, hurricane, wildfire, terrorist attack? The Federal Communications Commission is working on just such a system. It's called Personal Localized Alerting Network, or PLAN. Yesterday, FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski said he expects to have it running nationwide by next April. I asked him how it works.
The way this is designed, authorities can send to particular geographic locations, and they can make sure that even if there is network congestion, these messages will get through. So it's a way to turn your mobile device into an emergency alert device.
So, and these messages come through as text messages?
They come through as text-like messages. So they'll have a unique sound, a unique vibration. They'll appear on the kind of front screen of your mobile device.
So what do I need to be a part of this?
Some phones in the market now are PLAN-enabled, but they're the minority. It's a new technology. If you have a phone that's PLAN-enabled, when the system goes live, it'll be a simple software upgrade to have it be part of the network. For other people, it will come in the next phones that they buy.
PLAN wouldn't be used all the time, just in emergencies where instant communication is vital.
Take the tornadoes in the South last month. As local authorities were discovering that the tornadoes were going to be stronger than expected, and as they were able to chart the path that tornadoes were going, this would give them the ability to send alerts to people who are in the affected areas and give them instructions on what to do. We saw something similar in Japan, where they had a similar system in effect for tsunami warnings, where warnings were able to go out to specific areas, warn people, give them instructions on what to do, and that did save lives.
Genachowski says PLAN will launch in New York City by the end of this year and go national from there.
The major providers, the manufacturers, and the carriers prepare for New York, which they've now committed to do, their planning will be national in scope, and it'll make the rollout of the service nationally more efficient and wider spread. It will also accelerate the development of new devices that are PLAN-enabled. The other thing it will do is, for this to work, at the government level, local, state, federal authorities need to have protocols and systems for communications in place, so that when an emergency strikes, there's an efficient mechanism to send out the right information. And so as New York moves forward on this, it will be the first to develop some of these protocols and best practices. We think that will help other communities in being ready for April 2012. Obviously, different communities, different localities have different issues. But this announcement and the work that will be happening among the carriers, manufacturers, and in New York will accelerate the successful launch of the whole program.
More of my talk with Julius Genachowski at MarketplaceTech.org. Microsoft is buying Skype, and it plans to integrate Skype into Xbox and Outlook. So when you're playing a game or sending a message, you might be able to hit a button and see live video of someone else. Will you need that kind of contact, or will the old system be enough? It's another case of deciding whether you need what technology offers, and it's happened a lot over the years. Do I need to connect with people I barely know on Facebook? Do I need a cell phone so someone can call me wherever I am? Do I need a microwave so I can make food that fast? Do I really need a horseless carriage? A wheel just feels like one more thing to stress me out. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.